This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit menstclinic.com.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, guys, it's now time to go around the entire NFL and dip into some gridiron gravy.
Deal.
And we start, thank you, Reggie, with DeMarcus Lawrence. DeMarcus Lawrence says he's not concerned about Jerry Jones' silence on protests and social issues. He said, "I don't see how one man in Jerry's position or any of those types of positions can make a change. This whole situation has nothing to do with Jerry in Jerry's position. This is about us coming together and focusing on how we can make a change and how we can come together and be united. The only thing they can do is give us money to make a change. What kind of help do we need from Jerry? We need to stand on our own 2 feet, be the man we're supposed to be, and build foundations and help build centers to help our youth. The real thing is focusing on our youth, help our youth understand our struggle and our history." So I'm curious about that and how the community feels about that, the entire community. Do you want Jerry Jones to stand up and speak and say something and try to inspire the world? Or do you want Jerry Jones to sit back and let his players have the front face right here?
The thing about it is, like, the way that DeMarcus Lawrence has phrased that makes it seem like the issues that are being discussed are black people issues. These are issues for black people to deal with. When in all reality, I think the correct perspective is this is an issue within the United States of America. This is an issue that everybody needs to be able to stand up and say, no, this is not something that we're going to expect. And in that way, Jerry Jones is an American. He is a part of all of this. So, like, and he is a prominent American as well. So I think there's that. And then the idea that what difference is one person going to make? If you take that perspective, like, you're never going to get the whole, right? Like, what difference is one water droplet going to make? Well, when it's attached to millions of others, then you get some level of wave. Then you get a tsunami. Then you have an overcoming force. But that force is made out of a whole bunch of individuals. It is the coming together that makes it that. So I think that DeMarcus Lawrence is kind of he doesn't necessarily have the right perspective here. And, like, it's his prerogative to have whatever perspective he wants. I just don't necessarily agree with him there.
Yeah, it's interesting from my perspective hearing that, because isn't that part of the issue problem is somebody like me, for example, I'll take my responsibility here, has just said, hey, that stinks that Trayvon Martin was killed. That's probably not right, but, hey, I'm not going to really deal with that. It's not my thing right now. I'm going to deal with my family, my kids. I'm not going to deal with it or even, you know, give more thought about it. I'm just going to say that stinks. That's bad in our world. That's bad in our country. That's bad in our city. But I'm just not going to. So it's weird for me to hear that from DeMarcus Lawrence, because that would mean that he doesn't want me to do anything or get involved in any way. And I'd be like, well, isn't that kind of where we're at today, is that we just want a small group of people to deal with it and not everybody to deal with it?
Yeah, I appreciate him saying, you know, that he wants everybody that's fighting for this to continue fighting and building and growing with it. But from what I've heard, Reggie, and I've told you this, I had a discussion with Lucius that on Twitter that I thought I messed up on, and he said something that really stuck with me. And he was like, just say, I don't know, hey, stop that. And that's when I listened to some of my wife's coworkers recently, and one of the girls said that she was showing off the facility. And an older white woman kept referring to her as the help and kept saying that. Nobody said anything during the entire time. And then the next day they had a meeting and everybody kind of laughed at it. And she said she laughed about it too. but she didn't realize why nobody in the room said, hey, that wasn't cool of her, or nobody supported her. And so that's where I'm trying to just, okay, that's what I can do. If I can say, hey, stop, or if I can use my voice to say, I'm here for you, then I'll try that. And I don't know if Jerry's doing that in the background. You know, we don't know that. We don't know if Jerry's picked up the phone and called every one of his players and said, I'm here for you. You let me know what I need to do with you. And so that's a possibility. But just saying, hey, stop, is, I think, one of the main things that I've been asked or been told I can do. So that's what I'm going to try and continue to do. John Harbaugh, disagrees with Lamar Jackson's take on their playoff loss. We talked about this a little bit last week and how Lamar Jackson said, hey, we were focused on the next team. We were focused on the Chiefs. Well, John Harbaugh was on with reporters Monday, and he said that, I don't think we took them lightly. I think we just didn't play well. Well, that's the thing. Why didn't you play well? If the answer is you didn't play well because you were focused on the next team, then Lamar Jackson was absolutely right. And then when he was asked about Lamar Jackson flipping over that jet ski, he said, that's between him and me. So don't worry about that for right now. But, yeah, I mean, I think sometimes you say we just didn't play well. Well, there's a reason for that. And if Lamar Jackson has his finger on the pulse of this team, then he probably knows that they weren't completely in tune with what was going on that. So
it's human nature. That's the job of the head coach, is to try to recognize the room and make sure that they're focused on the task at hand. When you read stuff about Phil Jackson, whether you like him or not, I mean, the dude won a zillion titles as a coach, and I know he had the best players in the league, but he seemed to be great at recognizing the moment and keeping his players in the moment and not looking forward to any other, not even the next possession. We got to stay focused on this possession, but once that possession is over, you got to let that possession go and now be in this moment. And so Lamar Jackson, I think, is recognizing we weren't in that game. We weren't in that moment. We were looking ahead to the next game, the next moment. And that would explain why the Tennessee Titans, who had no business beating the Baltimore Ravens, beat the Baltimore Ravens that day.
Guys, Tua T has exposed himself with his guilty pleasure when it comes to music. Now, Mike, I know that you love top 40s. Like, you're a big top 40s guy. Who is your
– I honestly probably – that's changed a little bit now. I probably would really struggle with top 40s. But a good 5 years ago, I probably, you know – would know quite a few of just kind of the top hits of today.
I will be very honest. I think I'm a big I do like some Taylor Swift, but I also am a Kesha fan. So that, like, her music just kind of connects with me sometimes. But to a T has said this particular woman is his guilty pleasure singer.
Favorite guilty pleasure singer?
I would say Shania Twain.
Okay, so you're a rocket scientist.
Who's your celebrity crush?
I'd probably go with Shania Twain, though.
Don't
Shania,
impress me.
If you watch this, from this moment on, please message me back.
So that's obviously one of her songs is From This Moment On, but he said, please message me. That's the Tony Romo, Jessica Simpson moment, but that's to a T going after an older woman right there. That's an impressive move. By the way, Mike, Shania Twain saw the video and replied back to him.
Whoa.
And said, guilty pleasure, you should be proud of your taste.
Shoot or shoot.
Yeah, so that is to a T shooting for Shania Twain, and that's where the stars are, Mike.
Where's Lance Armstrong going to go with this? Is he now going to start talking trash about to a T and saying he's on steroids, not me?
Were he and Shania Twain together for a bit?
Wasn't it Shania? No,
that was
it
Cheryl
wasn't
Crow.
Shania.
Cheryl Crow.
Yeah. Sorry.
But then again, Shania, you know what, Mike? That didn't impress me much.
Sorry, Shania. You were never with Lance Armstrong.
You guys.
So that is that's too. I don't know. Is it going to be the Romo Jessica Simpson moment all over again, or will it never happen? We'll have to wait and find out when the season starts. Tom Brady is treating off-season workouts like game situations. Mike, my question is, will that make up for his oldness that he's actually saying, hey,
look,
this is like a game situation?
You're not going to get me to say Tom Brady's done. When he's done, he'll be done. And I get that at the end of the season, it didn't look good. He did not have a good team around him, especially offensively with his line and the people to throw to. I'm not betting against one of the greatest quarterbacks I've ever seen. So whatever he's doing, that dude works his butt off. Maybe it's over. Maybe I'll be eating crow, you know, 10 weeks into the season. Maybe Cheryl they'll be Crow. 3-7. Cheryl Crow. Maybe I'll say, look, guys, I was wrong. Kavanaugh is right. I believe, Reggie, you're on the he's a done quarterback.
Yeah, he's okay. Washed.
Maybe I'll say, Reggie, you were right. I should have saw it. I should have seen the last 4 weeks of the season and the playoff and said, yeah, you know what? Tom Brady was done. It doesn't matter what you put around him. He can't do it anymore. But I'm not in that category yet. I think he's going to have a really nice bounce-back season. But it doesn't mean I think he's going to play another 3 years. I just think he's going to have a good season with the Tampa Bay Bucs.
One of his teammates said a lot of pass routes, a lot of running, a lot of learning. The way he runs our workouts, it's like a real practice. Instead of just telling us to run a dig or something, he's calling full plays. He's doing his cadence as if we're in a game. He's doing adjustments, doing hots and sights. With a guy like him, it's really easy to kind of be building chemistry and emulating the whole practice environment right now. So he's already treating these off-season workouts like
it's real. He's a big enough competitor a-hole to get this thing done one more time.
Yeah, and that's – I'm with you, Mike. I don't know – you know, I know a lot of people are like, oh, without Belichick, he's nothing. But I still think, you know, that's one thing I just won't do is bet against that guy right now.
Would you bet on more Tampa Bay to make the playoffs this year or New England to make the playoffs?
Tampa Bay, just because there's going to be some learning and growing pains with Stidham at quarterback. I know Belichick has a really good defense still, and he can do some things, and he's not going to ask anything out of the quarterback that he can't do, but there are going to be moments when the quarterback has to do something that he can't do, and that team needs that quarterback to do something that he can't do, and I don't know if they can overcome some things. That being said, I mean, Brady, nobody knew anything about him whenever he got the football and took that team to the Super Bowl for a win.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.